It can be a real chore, beating the high cost of a petroleum-fueled commute. For some people, it presents a fun challenge. When commentator Mary Curtis's husband brought home his gas-guzzling solution, it triggered anxiety as well as happy memories.
People protest rising gas prices different ways. Some carpool. Others trade in their gas-guzzling SUV for a more efficient model. My husband has returned to his roots, sort of. When we first met in our long-ago college days, he was the rebel riding the motorcycle, a Yamaha 650 Special. 30 years later, he bought a scooter. Okay, so it's not the Harley-Davidson Sportster that later became his trademark. Fatherhood and my nagging forced him to retire that bike. But it's a new toy, a way to turn back the clock. His scooter even has a dangerous name, the Stealth 1000. When I asked if you need a license to operate the zippy new contraption, he told me, who cares if it can't make it to 30 miles an hour? In North Carolina, it's categorized as a moped, and you do have to be 16. So he abandoned the Ford truck he loves, which replaced the Mustang he adored. Come to think of it, he's always been fond of muscular vehicles. He suits up for an inaugural spin on the Stealth 1000 with a required helmet that looks like something you'd wear to get shot out of a cannon. Alas, this time, there's no room for me to hang off the back. So I kiss him goodbye and cross my fingers. I no longer worry about my son when he takes his car out, but I can't relax until this 54-year-old man arrives home from an excursion on his alternative transportation solution. He returns safely with a full report. It doesn't go as fast as the motorcycle, but it doesn't make as much noise either. His biggest road challenges are the occasional jogger or some guy walking his dog. He's satisfied. He's experienced some of the exhilaration with none of the menace. I understand. He may say it's to save money, but when I look into his eyes, I see the scooter is a Harley, the sneakers are those black leather boots he always wore, and in those memories, that's me after all, hanging off the back, holding on for dear life.
Commentator Mary Curtis is a columnist at the Charlotte Observer.